Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. It's 7:03. This is Richmond's Morning News here on News Radio WRVA, the voice of Virginia. You know, we're getting ready to celebrate our 100th anniversary. Our 100th birthday is coming up this Sunday. It kicks off our year-long celebration of 100 years of being the voice of Virginia. We discuss so many different things, and one that's really hitting the front page of every website, newspaper, and something we've been covering extensively is what's going on with the General Assembly right now. A special session was called by the Democrats, who were the leaders, and they have the majority in the General Assembly. And what they're trying to do is make an amendment to the Commonwealth Constitution to allow redistricting in response to redistricting efforts in other states. And we talked to the head of the RNC yesterday. He said, well, you know, the Democrats have been doing this forever. I said, two wrongs don't make a right. I don't like it when the right does it. I certainly don't like it when the left does it. And I really don't like it what we're going to see here in Virginia, where one party can punish the other party for something that somebody did in another state. Let's make heads or tails of this. We're going to run out to the News Radio WRVA hotline. Joining us right now is the president of the Heritage Foundation, Dr. Kevin Roberts. And I will mention that he's a Hokie, and he's joining us here on News Radio WRVA. Dr. Roberts, good morning. How are you?
Rich, it's a great pleasure to be with you, looking for brighter days for our Hokies, but, you know, we're always optimistic.
Well, I'm always optimistic about our country, but there's sometimes I need just a little bit of help to keep this optimism. And what I'm seeing right now with the gerrymandering is really bothering me. I stood up and I said I didn't like when Greg Abbott did it. I understood with all the folks that had moved into Texas and they thought the census was off. But when we break the norms, I always say, you know, you break it, you buy it, and what's good for the goose, good for the gander. It started in Texas. Now we see what's going on in California, and it's I keep using the hashtag here, Dr. Roberts, don't CA my VA. Everything that goes on in California will spread across the country if we're not careful, and we're certainly seeing something beyond Prop 50 in California, what's trying to go on this week at Capitol Square with gerrymandering here in the Commonwealth. What are your thoughts?
Well, I largely agree with you, and because you make a fair point. And yet, what I would say, even if someone supports gerrymandering, and there is a legitimate claim to make that, both on the left and on the right, that if you're going to do that, then do it the way Texas did it, which is to say, Texas followed their state constitution. You may respectfully disagree with that red state in doing that because there are reasons not to like gerrymandering, but our position at Heritage is always follow the law. And so whether you're in Texas or whether you're in California, or most importantly, if you're in the great Commonwealth of Virginia, you have to follow the law. And what the Democrats in the Virginia Assembly are doing is not following the law. They're making this really ridiculous claim that this special session that commenced in 2024 somehow is still in session, even though there's been a regular session of the Assembly in the meantime. I mean, it's absurd on its face. And I would like to think that the few remaining friends I have on the political left would be intellectually honest enough to say that even if you support gerrymandering generally and in the Commonwealth of Virginia, that you need to go about it the right way, which is to say the governor of Virginia calls a special session and you have that conversation. They can't do that, obviously, because right now they don't control the governor's house, the governor's seat. What they're going to do, though, in taking the lieutenant governor out of the campaign trail is attempt to aid Abigail Spanberger. And to your point about don't CA our VA, if Spanberger wins the governor's election, we have a preview this week of what the next 4 years in Virginia look like, and it's going to be ugly.
Dr. Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, joining us right now on News Radio WRVA. So let me take the side of the Democrats for just a moment, because I want to be fair and balanced. They're sure. arguing that this is about democracy, that they're protecting democracy. That down in Texas, if you're going to gerrymander and you're going to get rid of six seats down in Texas, well, then we need to do the same to balance out the power in the House of Representatives. What say you?
I say that if that's the case, and just for the sake of argument, because I think it's really important in our line of work and in yours to steel man the other side's argument, right, so that we can be fair. So I appreciate your question. If, in fact, I agree with that, and I don't, but if, in fact, I agree with that, then I would say then you have to go about it in a legal, constitutional way. And the special session that you have convened in order to do this simply is not legal or constitutional. And so, in fact, this claim that Virginia Democrats are making, which is that they're saving democracy, they're actually harming democracy because they're completely violating Virginia's state constitution.
Just 5 years ago, the Commonwealth of Virginia, 66% of Virginians agreed on this. We don't agree on 66% of anything, Dr. Roberts. All said, I'd like to have a bipartisan commission. There's a couple things that I think just stink to high heaven. Number one, this thing's being rushed and thrown down the gullets of everybody in Virginia at the last minute. I told Mark Early, our representatives in the House of Delegates and the Senate, respectively, how am I supposed to read this bill, understand it, go through it, discuss it with my family, and then give feedback to my representatives if they jam this thing down our throats in 2 days?
No, it's exactly right, and that's why there is the wonderful provision in Virginia's Constitution about there being a 90-day period before you would send this to the ballot. So obviously, even though they're rushing this, they can't get it on the ballot for next Tuesday. Early voting's already started. This is really all about 2026, which is to say it's all about Virginia Democrats, not quote-unquote saving democracy, but attempting to undermine President Trump's agenda. And that's their right to do, right? I mean, that's if people elect them to be the slim majority of the Virginia Assembly, that's their right to do. But they need to do that in the regular session of 2026. If they want to take up gerrymandering, redistricting for the 2026 congressional elections, they've got a regularly scheduled constitutional session next year. So it causes you, if you're an intellectually honest person, whether you're on the left or the right or the center, or just trying to make sense of this, to ask the very fair question, why are you doing it now? The reason they're doing it now is to take the lieutenant governor, who obviously is the gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans, off the campaign trail during the home stretch when it is obvious she has all of the momentum in the race.
And you take the attorney general off the campaign trail. Now, they will take their lieutenant governor candidate off the trail as well, so we want to make sure that we lay all our cards out on the table. But here's the thing that bothers me the most. I live in Virginia 1. Rob Whitman is my congressman. With this bill, they keep the bipartisan commission intact as part of the Commonwealth Constitution. But this bill says for the next 5 years, we could go around that and we can look at any individual congressional district and redraw that district in response to what somebody does in one of the other 49 states. How is that affecting me if they decide I want to take Rob Whitman's district, redraw it so he can't be won by a Republican? Sir, I think that disenfranchises me as someone who's a voter in that district that has nothing to do with what's going to go on in one of these other states.
No, and you're being so fair, Rich. And if you think about it, I mean, it wouldn't be right to do that if Virginia's electorate was a 70-30 Democrat to Republican split. We actually know that Virginia is pretty much a 50-50 state, a slight advantage to the Democrats in registration and in political statewide performance over the last four or five election cycles. So it's decidedly unfair to create congressional maps, thinking in particular about Virginia 1, Whitman's district, yours, in which it would be almost impossible for Virginia to send a balanced delegation to the United States Congress. So if, in fact, we want to help the Democrats make good on their word, which is to save democracy, then the best thing we can do is to preserve Virginia's constitution, preserve what is overwhelmingly supported by the Virginia electorate, which is this bipartisan commission, and not gerrymander districts, especially multiple times in the decade.
So let's be honest here. What's the difference why I'm so up in arms over what's going on in Virginia? I said my piece about what's going on down in Texas, but are these apples and apples, or are these apples and kumquats?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're apples and kumquats. Even if someone dislikes what the Texas legislature and governor did, it is 100% legal according to the Texas Constitution. Even if that same person likes the motivation of Virginia Democrats to respond in kind to Texas, the way the Democrats in Virginia are going about it is 0% legal and constitutional. There's the difference. And all of us, wherever we are on the political spectrum, ought to complain about that, stop that every day of the week.
Okay. We have about 60 seconds, and I have one important question I want to ask you, because I've said this on the air before. Listen, you're the president of the Heritage Foundation. I think it's the University of Pennsylvania said that your think tank is recognized as one of the most influential in public policy in the country. I'm brand new at this news talk thing. I've been a sports announcer for 30 years, but I'm just kind of looking at this as a concerned American citizen. I keep having people say, well, can the government do this? Or can we go to court and do this? Can we sue to do this? We need more term limits. I keep saying, Dr. Roberts, you know what? We have term limits. It's called the ballot box. You don't like what's going on, throw the bums out. You don't like what's going on with this, then go to the ballot box and show up and make your voice heard. It's up to us. We can't rely on somebody else. We have to get out there, get involved this weekend. We have to show up on Tuesday and vote in order to have a word on what's going on. We can't rely on courts or anybody else. It's our job to hold everybody accountable that sits in Capitol Square. What say you?
From your lips to God's ears, my friend. At Heritage Action, our campaign political arm, we're very involved in a half dozen House of Delegate races in Virginia. And what we're telling people is, we have people knocking on doors there, is, yeah, we want you to vote for the conservative candidate. But more than anything else, would you please just go out and vote? Would you go exercise your right? To your point, Rich, if we do that, then we're able to stop any assault on democracy, including, maybe particularly including, this ridiculous attempt by Virginia Democrats to overturn the will of Virginia's people.
Dr. Roberts, for those that think you're the boogeyman, I've gotten quite a few
really?
Text messages. Oh, I've gotten some text messages when I said we're going to bring on the president of the Heritage Foundation. I've got some people that aren't very happy. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. You're like Scott Boras, the super agent in baseball. I'd put Scott on, and everybody like, oh, I hate Scott Boras. He's the devil. I put him on, and they go, oh, okay, well, maybe he's not because he actually makes some sense. I've enjoyed this conversation with you tremendously. You have an open invitation to come on whenever you like. So all the people that out there that think you're the boogeyman and the Heritage Foundation are truly evil, I'd love to have you come on and just have conversations with us, because I think the more we talk to each other and people hear different opinions and ideas, the better this country will be. I was just doing our countdown to USA 250, and I was talking about out of many, one. And I think if the more voices we have, we can actually achieve that E pluribus unum.
Oh, I agree with that. And look, I'll just make an offer to you, whether by phone or I'll even drive down to Richmond and do it in studio to take questions, comments from people. Look, I'll talk to anyone, anywhere about the future of America. And when we have a difference of opinion, we have to get back to that point that doesn't mean that we have to be uncivil. And so people can dislike what Heritage says. People can dislike my conservatism. I actually respect that. I was a lone conservative history professor for years in academia, so I know what that looks like. But what we try to do at Heritage with the courage of our convictions is also to be cheerful and civil about that. And so anytime you want to have me on, I will be very happy to do that and take the hardest comments and questions from people who are texting you.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Doctor, I appreciate you joining us. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch up with you again real soon.
You too, sir. Take care.
Thank you very much. Dr. Kevin Roberts, President of the Heritage Foundation, joining us here on News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.